Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:32. A new Tennessee law that targets some immigrants is the subject of a class action lawsuit. It says the state oversteps what should be federal authority. The American Civil Liberties Union and others argue the measure, set to take effect next month, is unconstitutional. They say immigration enforcement belongs solely in federal hands and that states cannot create their own immigration regulations. That law was passed as part of a larger Republican immigration package. It makes it a crime for people with final removal orders to remain in the state. Plaintiffs in the suit include people who received removal orders, but who have remained for years under programs like the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals Policy, also known as DACA. A historical site along the Trail of Tears has been designated as Tennessee's newest state park. Located in Meigs County, the park honors the thousands of Cherokees who were forcibly removed from their homelands. Tommy Wildcat, a member of the Cherokee Nation, was at this week's dedication ceremony.
It's very important because it tells a story of the tragedy of what the Cherokees as well as the other tribes went through, so that we don't forget. It's part of U.S. history as well as letting people know about the Cherokees and the heritage culture and what happened during that time.
Named the Cherokee Trail of Tears State Park, the site is near Blythe Ferry on the Tennessee River. This is where thousands of Cherokee and Muscogee Creek people lived in harsh conditions before being forced to march to present-day Oklahoma. Previously, the site was a county park. Upgrading it to state park ensures greater protection of cultural and education resources. A new wee lassie has arrived at the Nashville Zoo. She's a dirty blonde with a swoopy hairdo and two very tiny horns, for now. Eleanor is a Highland cow, a breed known for their shaggy coats and curved horns that can grow to 3 feet long. She's now living in the historic farm habitat with her brother, Hamish. The zoo says Highland cows are the oldest registered breed of cattle on Earth, and they're native Scotland. They're also known as hairy coos. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.